Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may introduce you to published author.
Say it again.
Published author. Michael Mackey is in the building today, ladies and gentlemen.
God, that sounds good. I've only been a published author now for 3 weeks. And
shalom.
But let me tell you, it feels pretty good. Feels pretty good.
Did I hear that you went national over the weekend?
Define, I don't know. What is
did you go Alonzo Washington? You were in Des Moines?
Signing books in another metropolitan area?
National. I was in Des Moines. I was Michael Mackey, international man of mystery. Up next, probably Omaha, and then St. Louis, and then the world!
Katie, bar the door.
We're coming in. How does it feel?
It feels pretty good. You know, I had a tiny bit of good news over the weekend. My publisher called and he goes, hey, I've got some good news. He never, first of all, two things. One, he never calls and he never calls with good news. And so I was like, okay, well, this could go any number of ways. And he goes, hey, I just wanted you to know you sold out at the Kansas City International Airport. And I said,
oh, I was just there the other day. I didn't even look for your book.
And I said, well, that's great. I didn't even know I was at the Kansas City International Airport. He goes, well, I didn't want to tell you because I really didn't think you were going to sell any books. And then you sold out. And I said,
good for you.
I know. It's because it's easy reading. I mean, it is
an easy read.
If you are a member of Mensa, you'll appreciate this book because it will dumb you down. And also, if you can't read, if you are illiterate, there's a whole like 18 pages of pictures.
You know, it's funny. My neighbor, Heather, I think you've met her, Heather Mead.
Yes.
So
Pecan Pie Heather.
Yes, Pecan Pie Heather. That's right. And by the way, she got you a, and I forgot to bring it in. I know you love to collect Hard Rock Cafe.
City guitar pins. Yes.
So she got one that had the rainbow flag on it.
From Athens?
No, from Florence.
From Florence, even better, because I've never been to Florence. So
she got you one, and I forgot you were coming in today. And I didn't bring it.
Listen up, listeners. The next time you spy a Hard Rock Cafe, you are to get me a city guitar pin because I collect them. So my goal is to get guitar pins from every Hard Rock Cafe there is.
All right. So anyway, she comes over to bring me the pin the other day. She and her husband, Dennis, had just gotten back from
Florence.
Two weeks in Italy. Right?
Must be nice.
Yeah. And so I said, hey, have you heard about Michael Mackey? She said, this is for Michael Mackey. And she gives me the pen.
Yes.
And I said, have you heard about his book? And she goes, no. And I said, I'm in it. And she goes, really? And so I gave her the book and I put like a book note on chapter, I think it's 39, if I'm not mistaken. And I said, here's the chapter about me and Dana. I gave this to her about a week ago.
Uh-huh.
I have not gotten the book back.
Oh, all right.
And our chapter is only 2.5 pages.
I mean, that's quite a bit longer than most of the other chapters. So I told you, it's like mini.
It's easy reading.
Mini bite-sized chapters.
That. What I'm saying, there's a compliment here.
Oh.
In that she took the book a week ago, and I thought she was just going to read the chapter about me and Dana, and I have not gotten the book back.
Well, she needs to call in.
Notice how he downplayed it, and he was like, hey, I'm pretty sure it was like chapter 39, but, you know, I've only read it about 78 times in a row, so
it might be chapter 39, page 212, but I don't know. 212, page 212, so, yeah.
Anyway, how was the book signing last night in Eastern Shawnee?
It's not the same as Western Shawnee, but it was great. The fine folks at District Poorhouse, shout out to them for throwing me quite the little Sunday fun day. So it was a good...
People show up?
Oh, yeah. A lot of listeners, too. So shout really? Out to... Shout out to the listeners who are my number one fans, and they came early. They were there pounding on the doors before we even opened, and I was like, no, those are some dedicated fans.
Wow.
/ stalkers.
Good
so,
for you.
Yes.
Good for you. We went and saw a movie last night. You have got to take this in.
Okay.
And Sam, I know we talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour.
Is this a Run, Do Not Walk?
Yes.
Yes.
Smashing Machine.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The story of?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the story of a guy by the name of Mark Kerr.
Okay.
Who's an MMA fighter.
All right.
He's still alive. In fact, and I'm going to ruin the end of the movie, he makes an appearance at the end of the movie. And did I, Sam, refresh my memory. Did I share this in the 2 o'clock hour?
You did it in the newsroom? I don't remember if it was in the 2 o'clock
hour. So at the end of the movie... It tells the story of Mark Kerr, MMA fighter,
okay.
Battles addiction, issues with his relationships. He's down and out. He comes back. He's down and out. He comes back. At the end of the movie, there's a guy walking through a grocery store. And I said to T, I go, that's Mark Kerr. And he gets his groceries. He goes out to his car. And he just, as he loads his car up with the groceries, and he looks at the camera and he goes, I'll see y'all later.
He had a cameo in his own movie.
And then it fades to black. And that was Mark Kerr.
Well, now I don't have to go see the film. Thanks.
He survives. I kid you not. I never thought these words would come out of my mouth. Dwayne The Rock Johnson deserves an Oscar.
What?
Deserves an Oscar.
That's high praise.
It is that good.
By the way, Scott wasn't here on Friday, but I just got done on Friday talking about how Dwayne The Rock Johnson is that one actor that I love unless he plays a serious role, because anytime he tries to do anything other than the stupid, I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson and I make funny faces character, it sucks. But I did say that I was worried about Smashing Machine, and now
Smashing
I'm
Machine.
Excited to see it. I almost said Smashing
Machine. It is so good. The story behind Mark Kerr is so compelling. And, you know, just the relationship that he had with this one woman, and his addiction, his recovery, his getting back in the ring, losing, and just literally trying to build himself back up, right? You and I may know something about that.
A little something, something.
It is so compelling. It is so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Riveting?
Riveting, for sure. Compelling, inspiring. You're like, wow.
Did T love it as much as you did?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
She did.
Good.
And I looked over at one point, I said, this is Oscar worthy. He's that good. And I never in my life thought that I would say The Rock, do you smell what I'm cooking? Deserves an Oscar.
You heard it here first, kids. Hey, Sam, bro date, you want to go see it?
Let's do it. I'm in.
All right. We're going to go see it.
It's really good.
Not tonight. There's a Chiefs game. But
not tonight. There's a Chiefs game. Sports ball.
There's sports ball on tonight.
Not tonight, Sam. Sports ball.
So are you going to be watching the Chiefs game tonight?
I am literally going to. What did I tell you I just came from? I spent the entire, I can't
talk. You came from a photo shoot.
I came from a photo shoot and I spent the entire, can't talk about it because I could tell you, but then I would have to kill you. I spent the entire day with a Chiefs player, sports ball.
Which Chiefs player were
you? I can't tell you.
Can you give me a number?
No, that would give it away.
Was it 15?
Let's just say He's beloved.
You made the mistake of bringing it up.
I know, but you guys aren't going to get out of me. He's beloved.
Stop.
And he's kind
talking.
Of a, and he's kind of a big deal.
Wait, Dan literally went 9 minutes without saying a word, and all he can say is stop talking.
Well, you're digging yourself a hole there. He's going to keep pushing you and prodding you until you reveal something.
Oh, I will not. Don't worry. I have a mind like a steel sieve.
Was the number on the jersey a single digit or multiple digits?
Michael Mackey, would you like to play a game today?
Yes, I would love to play a game.
What game do you want to play?
Mixtape, duh, because I'm so good at it. I win every time.
I was going to say we should play Feud, but
no, I'm not feeling it. I got to play Mixtape. Because I can't remember the last time I lost at Mixtape.
Can't remember the last time you won.
Shut up.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to go with the... it's funny because I try and really think about the song choice.
That's your problem is you overthink.
No, I'm going to go with the lowest common denominator. I'm going to just pick Journey and then Journey.
Smart.
And then Journey. Who's crying now? Journey. Okay.
No, you're supposed to randomly pick them, remember?
I'm supposed to what?
Scott's over here reading every single category. Just pick randomly.
Okay, fine. You want me? All right, here's one. What song would you have played defending the Alamo? You really want me to put that one in the mix?
No, that one's dumb.
What? That one's easy.
But my song would clearly be Milkshake by Kellis.
Duh. Need boys and yards and things.
See, now here's one we could do.
Okay.
What is a song that goes with the most memorable childhood music video?
That's a great one. Okay, perfect.
So we're putting that aside.
Okay.
And then surfing trip to Mexico song? I mean, no.
I don't know.
Who's Crying Now by Journey?
What?
Starting to sound like a Mixtape snob over here.
I know.
MTS.
Really?
Mixtape snob.
What song reminds you of your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend?
No.
Okay, who's
take
crying
this
now?
Job and
take this.
Wow. That reminds you of your spouse, Dan?
It's a joke. I'm joking.
Was it really a joke?
From the text line. All right, Mackie, we'll play Mixtape if you tell us who you were hanging out with today.
Yeah, who are you hanging out with?
Oh, look at that. We're late for break.
Otherwise, no Mixtape. Was his number 87?
Sure.
Big revelations after the commercial break.
There will be no revelations whatsoever. But I will say, this Chiefs player now loves him some Michael Mackey.
Does it rhyme with Checo?
No, it rhymes with, he took a picture of him holding my book and said, "You wrote a book? That's awesome."
No way.
Yes.
913-586-7798.
My book, you have 4 minutes, that book.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we do have our categories now. Gentlemen, get your paper, get your pens. Here they are. Are you ready? Need a pen? There it is. Don't take a story. There you go.
All right. Take your time in there.
Well, he was pulling stories that we were going to read coming up, and I said, don't pull the stories. Here it is. You ready? You're pumping gas late at night in a deserted part of town, and you enjoy your own little dance party. Okay?
Is there a murderer lurking in the woods?
No. You're clean and clear.
Okay.
Just having your own little dance party while you're pumping gas.
Dancing like nobody's watching.
That's exactly right.
All right.
All right. What song or band changed the way that you think about music? And category number three, what is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video? Got it? Pumping gas late at night, nobody's lurking, and you have a dance party. Song or band that changed the way that you think about music? And what is a song that goes along with your most memorable childhood music video?
Because that first category, if there is, like, I don't know, the clown from It lurking in the woods, mm-hmm. all of a sudden my song is going to be very different.
No. You're free and clear.
Okay.
You're not going to get hurt.
Okay.
Nobody's,
no rapey McRapey hiding around the corner?
No rapey McRapey. No. What are you typing?
I'm just looking up my dance party song and if it has swear words in it. It might. I'll have to find a clean version.
The Supreme Court today said it will not take up a bid by Ghislaine Maxwell to overturn her 2021 conviction and 20-year prison sentence for her role in a scheme to sexually exploit and abuse minor girls with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Where are the files? Maxwell's appeal to the high court attracted added attention this summer as the Trump administration came under pressure to release more material related to the department's investigation into Epstein, who died in federal custody in 2019. He was not a victim of suicide. He was murdered. Sorry, that's not in the story. Congress has also opened its own examination of the federal probe and has obtained and released thousands of pages of records related to Epstein. Release the files.
I'm sorry, you cut out there. What'd you say?
I said release the files.
Oh, okay. Mm. Just all right. Yeah.
Release the files.
Release the hounds. Release the Kraken.
He was murdered, and I can't figure out why the files are not being released.
And what were her charges?
I believe she was convicted of sex trafficking, Sam.
To whom?
To him and probably others.
For whom?
For him and probably others.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's funny. On an island near the Bahamas.
Any of those answers, despite the fact that she was convicted of those crimes. And typically there has to be, you know.
And now she somebody went from a
else involved.
She went from a high security prison in Florida, and now she's in a minimum security prison in Texas.
Mm.
After she met with the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sam, you have ruined me.
No, I haven't.
No, you have.
No, I have just made you better.
You have ruined me.
I have made you better because now you are a skeptic who looks at things.
I was always
a blind observer.
I was always a skeptic. Now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is rotten to the core.
You always needed that one guy to turn your skepticism up to 11, okay? Here I am.
Sam, I'm being serious. No, look at me. Look at me. I'm being serious.
I'm looking at you.
This story is rotten to the core.
Yeah.
And I, you know, why didn't they release the files 4 years ago? Because probably Bill Clinton is in it too.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not trying to get into politics. This is not politics. This is the rich and famous who have abused young women. All right? And the rich and famous are protecting the rich and the famous.
Not just young women.
And so I'm sick and tired, honest to God. I am so sick and tired of people saying, well, why do we have to release it now? Why didn't we release it 4 years ago? Again, let me repeat myself. Because Biden was probably trying to protect Bill Clinton. Simple as that.
I mean, if you really want to go conspiratorial and you dig a little deeper, the list, it does not exist because it was erased from the hard drive before the FBI raided his island in 2007. Again, we're talking conspiracy theories here, people. I am not saying this is fact. No, I don't want black suits from helicopters rappelling around me to take me away.
I fully expect when I turn on the ignition in my car tonight, it's going to explode. Dan?
Oh, I was just going to say there's a timeline of events and court proceedings were proceeding, and that's why things were not released months or years ago, because there were court proceedings underway, and then once the court proceeding was done, there was a window for appeal for the convicted, which is typical.
Timelines are the worst. That's all I have to say about that.
Wow. That's your hot take?
That's it. Timelines are dumb.
Timelines are dumb.
I mean, these were active court cases that were underway during the previous administration.
Okay, fine. The previous administration is gone. Let's release the files. Release them now. What is the holdup? Redact the names of the victims. Everybody else's name stays in there. What's the problem? 913-586-7798. Timelines are dumb.
Timelines are stupid.
913-586-7798. Hey, what time do you guys want to do a mixtape? 5:30?
5:30? 5:30?
5:45? 5:30? 5:30.
Ding, 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 ding,
5:30 is
all what right.
it is.
All 1 hour.
Here on Dead End Park. So DoorDash is out with the top Halloween candies. Would anyone care to guess? Okay, not everybody wants.
Candy corn.
Candy corn is not in the top five.
Wait.
Is this nationwide?
This is nationwide.
Well, the number one is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That is correct.
I was just going to say Reese's Peanut Butter
Cups. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is number one.
Okay.
Skittles? Whoa.
Skittles comes in at number five.
Peanut butter M&M's?
Peanut butter M&M's is number two.
Or peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's number two.
Milky Way? Snickers?
Snickers is number four.
Okay.
Very subpar.
You are only missing one.
Almond Joy.
Twix.
No. Rhymes with Hershey's.
Hershey's.
Kisses?
Milk chocolate bar.
Oh.
Oh.
How pedestrian.
Duh.
Do you
I could eat my weight in Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
But do you do trick-or-treating? Do you have candy for the kids?
No. In 25 years, I've never had one trick-or-treater. Not one.
Have you lived in the same place for 25 years?
Yes.
And not one time?
Never.
Has anybody ever come to your door?
Well, you've been there. Would you walk that far for two doors?
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't.
No. I'm literally at the top of a hill. Like, you would have, like, these kids
I've been
would,
to your house.
These kids would have to book it.
Yeah.
You've never had one kid in 25 years.
I've never even seen a trick-or-treater in my townhouse division.
See, growing up, I lived by the plaza. I was very blessed to live in my grandparents' home. It was fantastic.
I lived by the plaza.
And we would deck out our front porch, and we would have hundreds of trick-or-treaters to the point that we would have to, like, send somebody to go get, like, 10 more bags of candy at 9 p.m. because that many kids were coming through. And then I moved to Overland Park.
Mm.
Not a single one. It's very hit or miss. Scott, do you get trick-or-treaters?
Yes. Although I will say this, and we were actually talking about this last night, like how much candy are we going to get this year? Because over the years, the number of kids that come to the door has started to dwindle.
Yeah.
And here's why. Nobody's moving out of the neighborhood, but the kids are getting older.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like a lot of these people, they moved in to the neighborhood when they had 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds. Well, now those 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds are 14, 17. They're not going door to door anymore. But nobody's moving out of the neighborhood. I can literally count on one hand how many for sale signs I've seen in my neighborhood in the last year. One hand.
One finger?
Two fingers.
Okay.
I will have you know that I came in one year the day after Halloween, and your bowl had gotten swiped, and you were
That was in Roland Park.
You were big mad.
I was upset. Well, it wasn't that somebody...
The ne'er-do-wells in Ropo.
Well, it wasn't that they had taken the candy. The bowl that I had was a porcelain bowl that my mother had given me.
A nice bowl?
Beg your pardon?
It was a nice bowl.
It was a very nice bowl. It was a porcelain mixing bowl. And I had put the candy out, gone to Kelly's house, and when I came back the next morning, it was gone. So some ne'er-do-well...
Miscreant.
...had taken my porcelain mixing bowl.
And I came in the next day, and...
I was pissed.
I almost went on the eBays and ordered you one, because I was like...
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
We have decided that we are going to get a fire pit in the driveway and project a movie on the garage door and have a nice big bowl of candy. And I hate to break it to Mary Beth, but I think we're going to get a whopping... 0 trick-or-treaters.
Well, I don't know. If you hype the Reese's peanut butter cups, I'll be there. Because,
okay.
Seriously, I could sustain life.
Do you not see kids in your neighborhood?
There are 3, like, you know the signs that people put up by their driveway that say, like, slow down, kids at play?
Right.
There are 3 of those on my street. We've been there since May, and I've yet to see a single kid at play.
Really?
Actually, I do know that my neighbor has 2 little ones.
Well, maybe it's because somebody already ran them over.
I might get 2 trick-or-treaters if they decide to hoof it the 9 steps across the street.
No, I'm not. Nobody's going to hoof it to the top of my hill. Well, okay, so if DoorDash has your favorites, both of yours absolute worstest Halloween candy?
Oh, candy corn.
Really?
That is the worst. I mean, I don't know why you would punish yourself by buying that for yourself.
Oh, I love candy corn with peanuts.
And then to torture a child, literally torture a child.
Simmer down there, well done steak.
Okay. I see how it's
See, candy corn's one of my favorites.
Same.
Yeah.
Mix it with peanuts, you're good to
I've never done that, but I might have to give it a try.
So
my
good.
Least favorite. Ooh.
Mine is probably like anything that's like super chewy. Like... Circus.
Like candy corn?
Like circus peanuts. No, candy corn is not chewy. I mean like gummy, waxy, like Laffy Taffy. Ugh, gross.
Does candy corn come out the same way it goes in?
Like regular corn?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't have the candy corn poops. Not like, no. It breaks down in your
Now,
system.
I do have a visceral reaction to Sour Patch Kids, but that has nothing to do with Sour Patch Kids. That has to do with me and poor decisions in the past.
Did you get sick? Did you eat so many Sour Patch Kids that you got sick?
I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again.
I have never heard this story.
I am the biggest sweet tooth, anti-sweets guy you'll ever meet.
Huh?
If you ask me if I want a piece of cake, piece of candy, anything, I will say no every single time, and I will say... Lying out of my teeth, I don't like sweets. It's a lie. I love sweets. But I am like a raging alcoholic with sweets where...
Oh, it's addictive.
If I have one sweet, I got to have all the sweet.
Oh.
And I made the mistake in college of buying a 5-pound bag.
Oh.
5-pound bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Why'd you do that?
It didn't go well, Scott.
I mean, it sounded good in theory, but...
It doesn't even sound good in theory.
Did you eat all 5 pounds in one fell swoop?
It was about 2.5 pounds.
Good God, man.
In one sitting. I'm not really sure the total quantity that I ate because
were you
once,
drinking?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because once
wait, you were drinking alcohol and eating Sour Patch?
Yeah, I was in college. What else was I going to do?
That is never going to end good.
And once the following events took place, I threw the rest of the bag away immediately.
These are indeed poor life choices. I'm the
they
same.
Were.
I am the exact same way with, as you guys know, because one day you accidentally gave me. I am that way with cherries. Anything with cherries instills an immediate.
When did we give you anything with cherries?
I was choking to death, and you said, oh, hey, Dana has some bubbly water. Let me go get some for you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did not look at said bubbly water when I took a big swig of it, and it was black cherry, and I immediately spit it all over the monitor and proceeded to throw up live on the air in the trash can. Yeah. And all you said is, you okay over there? Everything all right?
And then you laughed just like that.
While I am, anyway, yeah. If you ever wanted to know what it's like to just hurl on air, go back to that day, live and in person, Michael Mackey. You okay over there? You all right? You just puked in the trash can. All right. Oh, still got 10 more minutes before we go to break.
Was I that heartless?
It was.
You okay over there?
Sam stood up with a look of like danger, Will Robinson, and I am doubled over. Well, first of all, I sprayed once I realized it was cherry, and my gag reflex.
Now I remember that.
And I sprayed it all over the thing. There is a clear plastic thing between you and I, you know, because COVID, not. But anyway, I. Oh, that was awful.
And that was the first time since COVID that plastic thing had been cleaned. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And then you graciously like lollygagged and went, oh, I probably better turn his mic off as he's retching in the garbage can. Those were not good times.
You know I still love you.
I know I love you too, but that was really embarrassing.
Are you okay over there?
You all right? You okay?
913.
Everything okay?
586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So as everybody knows, the 2028 Summer Olympics are going to be in Los Angeles.
Wait, complete sidebar. Have you seen Aerosmith live in concert?
Many times.
I haven't. And now they're not playing anymore, are they?
I don't know.
I need to go see them. It just made me think of that.
I think my first Aerosmith concert was in 88 at Sandstone. Excuse me. What's it called now? Cricket whatever?
Verizon.
Azura?
No, now it's Azura.
Azura?
Yeah.
So I saw Aerosmith in 1988, and the opening act was supposed to be a band called Guns N' Roses.
Oh.
But Axl apparently was not feeling up for it that night.
Oh.
And so I'm trying to remember, and somebody who's wiser than me and was at the show, God, almost 40 years ago. Jeez Louise. I think Brittany Fox filled in.
The one-hit wonder Brittany Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a step down.
Or maybe GNR did play there, and they didn't open for Iron Maiden that year at Kemper. I can't remember. There was one night where I was supposed to see a band, and Guns N' Roses was supposed to be the opening act, and for whatever reason, they didn't open. Now that I think of it, it was Iron Maiden at Kemper in 1988. And they did open for Aerosmith at Sandstone.
Okay.
And I was underwhelmed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, well. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off.
To the Olympics.
To the Olympics. Yeah,
So the Olympics are going to be in Los Angeles in 2028. However, two events will be held in Oklahoma City.
Oh, what?
For the 2028 Olympics, we're talking about softball and canoe slalom. The Olympics in Los Angeles have a no-build criteria.
Okay.
They had the Olympics last in 1984, but the whole thing is we're going to use existing buildings, arenas, stadiums, etc., and we're not going to build things that just have to be either abandoned or torn down when the Olympics are over.
All right.
Is this their first time practicing this?
I love this idea, by the way.
Okay.
Because, I mean, go to any city, Rio de Janeiro, what was the place? Sochi in Russia.
Wasn't it the one in China? They built the giant downhill slalom ramp in the middle of an industrial park. So when they zoomed out, it was like gray and dull and nasty.
Terrible.
Why is there a ski slope right there?
And so what has been the practice over the years, Atlanta is a classic example. 1996, the dorms that they built to house the athletes are now dormitories for Georgia Tech University. In downtown Atlanta.
Good.
So they obviously made good use of whatever they built. But more often than not, when you get the Olympics in your city, name the city, and you build all this infrastructure and these, you know, slopes or arenas or stadiums,
housing,
whatever.
Yeah. Housing. The biggest one is housing.
Yeah, housing. And then once the Olympics leave, it literally becomes an abandoned mall. And so
that was the case with Sochi?
It was Sochi.
Like things weren't done. And like when the athletes moved in, the paint was still wet. Like, yeah, like that.
And so LA has this policy this year built leading up to the 2028 Olympics. No build. We're going to use what we have.
Okay.
You know, arenas, stadiums. We're going to find a place for the athletes to live. But with the slalom, the canoe slalom, they don't have a river with which they can do the canoe slalom. So they're going to use the Oklahoma River in, obviously, Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they're going to do that. Also, apparently, Oklahoma City, I did not know this, had the biggest and best softball stadium in the world.
Oh, it's like a mecca.
In the country.
Like, yeah.
And so if you want to see the Olympics in 2028, you can go down to Oklahoma City.
Which is attached. That's very exciting.
I beg your pardon?
It's attached to our state. It's not that far. Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm aware, Michael. I didn't know that the word attached Okay.
Where did that come from?
What was that?
Not the song I wanted to play.
Oh. Groove is in the heart.
It is in the heart.
You didn't hear that. You heard nothing. This is what you heard.
So anyway.
Can we go back to Groove is in the heart?
No.
Softball is going to be down in Oklahoma City. Canoe slalom is going to be down in Oklahoma City. If you're interested in seeing some of the 2028 Olympics.
I am not, but you never know because I might go to Oklahoma. Why? Because it's attached.
Published author Michael Mackey is in the house,
ladies and gentlemen.
Published author Michael Mackey is in the house. We have mixtape coming your way in 30 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.